So if you're able to, then please stand and let's continue in sung worship. We're going to look at the rest of that particular passage that I read at the beginning of the service, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and Richard is going to come and read verses 12 to 21. 13 to 21.
Before I start, I should have done this in the testimony, but I was at Christchurch on Wednesday for their Lent communion, and they were talking about the steadfast love of Christ lasts forever, and it's stuck in my mind, which is what we're celebrating today, his everlasting love. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 13 to 21. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God. For we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him is a fact that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. For those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, his first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes through also a man. This is the word of the Lord.
Amen. Bless you, Richard. Thank you for reading God's word to us this morning. We're going to have a look at our passage in greater detail in a short while, but we're going to sing, See What a Morning. Please be seated. Let's pray together. Loving Heavenly Father, risen Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things out of your holy word this morning. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. throughout the Bible, especially the Gospels, we have many promises of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. In John 2, we notice raising the temple in 3 days. The sign of Jonah in Matthew 12. Jesus prophesying his resurrection in Mark chapter 8. And throughout the Gospels, there are many truths about this particular Sunday, Easter Sunday. Today, millions worldwide celebrate the resurrection of Christ. But I'd like to ask a question this morning. What if Christ had not risen? A few weeks ago, we were talking about the centrality of the cross, and how the cross is central to our faith. Take the cross away, and it takes the foundations of the Christian faith away. But our question this morning is, what if Christ had not risen? What if we weren't here today to celebrate the risen Christ and the victory that was brought about? Well, looking at this passage today in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I'd like to just suggest a few things. By the end of God's word this morning, it will clarify to us that we need the resurrection of Christ in our lives. We need to live resurrected lives. Number one, if Christ had not risen, all preaching or teaching would be in vain. Look at verse 14. Paul writes, if Christ had not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. If Christ had not risen, all preaching would be in vain. Every sermon delivered would be worthless. Why? Because there's no foundation there. All sermon preparation would be futile. The hours on waiting on God to put the Word of God together for ministers and Christians and leaders, it would be futile. All preaching, exactly what I'm doing this morning, and many hundreds and hundreds of ministers throughout this country and world, all preaching will be a waste of energy. A waste of energy. And all listening to sermons that you're doing this morning and you do weekly throughout the year, on radio also and on the internet, all sermons and all listening to sermons will be a waste of time if Jesus hadn't been risen from the dead. But also, I would like to suggest that all the preaching of the past would have been no value. One of the great thrills of my life is reading about early church history, going back through the centuries and reading about revival and reformation and the great preachers and great Christians of the past and how they dedicated their life to service of the Lord and the outworking of the Holy Spirit. All the preaching of the past would have no value if Christ had not risen from the dead. The preaching of the apostles, the preaching of the early church martyrs, the preaching of giants of the faith, Luther's sermons, Martin Luther's sermons that brought the Reformation, Charles Wesley's sermons that brought revival to England, Moody's sermons that brought thousands to Christ, Billy Graham's wonderful ministry. If Christ had not risen, all that would have no volume or no value. If Christ had not risen, we really shouldn't be here this morning. But if all preaching would be in vain, then as we also see in verse 14 of our text today, all faith would be in vain. Look at the last part of chapter of verse 14. And if Christ had been raised to the dead, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. So is your faith. The same faith that saves the soul. The same faith that brings peace with God. Remember Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified, declared innocent, if you like, before God, through faith, we have peace with God. One of the things when I became a Christian, one of the wonderful experiences, I should say, when I became a Christian back in 1984, was the peace of God in my life. That's why Paul also says in Scripture, the peace of God that passes all human reasoning, all human understanding. I experienced the peace of God in my life through faith. The same faith that makes prayers powerful. The great faith that we can put in Christ. Maybe you've had experiences in life that you've been troubled in some way. Your life has been in turmoil in some way. We've all had moments like that, haven't we, in our lifetime. I certainly have anyway. And I have been far from peaceful. But I know that God has been with me. And we have that wonderful passage in Philippians 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We live through fearful times sometimes, but the psalmist says in Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So if Christ had not risen, if we wouldn't be celebrating this morning, then all preaching, Bible teaching would be in vain, past and present and future. All our faith would be in vain, because we would succumb to the world, the flesh and the devil. Because Christ is raised from the dead, we can have that relationship with God. But as we read in verse 18 of our passage this morning, all hope of heaven will be gone. One thing that keeps us going, one thing that strengthens our faith and our walk with God is eternity, knowing that we will be with him for eternity. Verse 18, then those also who have fallen asleep in the Christ are lost. We don't have that hope. We don't have that future. And also, if Christ hadn't risen from the dead, all believers would have that no sense of that joy in their life, the joy that Christ is with them. We would have spent our lives following just a tale or a fable. So not just today on Resurrection Sunday, but throughout the whole of the Easter story gives us a sense of hope, something that we is tangible, something we can hang on to as we look to the future. It gives all Christians a sense and a reason to rejoice. Because as Paul goes on in that 15th chapter, to be with him for eternity. So we need the cross in our lives. Already, Anthony has mentioned this morning and seen Denzel on Good Friday. We need to carry that cross. We need the cross because it's central. But also we need to hang on to the truths of this Resurrection Sunday. Christ is alive, and we will one day be alive in him and have a future and an eternity with God. Amen. Amen. Let's pray together. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you that your word not only strengthens us, not only helps us, but also, Lord, is there central in our lives. And we thank you, Lord, for this Resurrection Sunday. We thank you, Lord, for the truth that Jesus is alive and working not only in our lives, not only in this country, but in this world. Heavenly Father, be with us, we pray, as we not only start a new week, but also, Lord, start a new chapter as we seek your guidance and seek your help in our lives. We pray, Lord, also for all churches that are celebrating Easter Sunday this morning. Be with them, their ministers and pastors. And Lord, may we be emboldened to preach Christ crucified, Christ alive and risen. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing Jesus, We Celebrate Your Victory. Yes, sorry.
We are going to sing. For those of you who are visiting with us, we always finish with a song of celebration that the children come in and join, and we've got our streamers to wave. But I also just wanted to mention again, I've already said about this wonderful picture of the tomb. Penny has prepared the daffodils in bunches. We'd love it if each family were able to take home a bunch of daffodils to remind us of that wonderful fact that obviously Jesus is no longer there, he's risen. But if you just give us a few minutes after the service, because some of you might want to come and take pictures and things, but we will be giving out the bunches of flowers. So again, hopefully you can take that home. The children are going to come in a minute. I'm just going to get some extra streamers.
Oh. Like a tambourine? There you go.
So the song is Jesus, we celebrate the victory.
Yep. Thank you. We'll finish with the grace and share it with each other. If the words can come on the screen, that would be absolutely wonderful. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. One thing I will say is, if, unless you have to rush off, we have tea and coffee and fellowship in the small hall just there. You're more than welcome to stay and have a chat. Thank you. Have a blessed week. And we'll see you here next Sunday.